What if he only has it's right before Pesach and he has to spend money to be Euler Ego? He's going to go travel by bus or by train, by plane, and he needs money to do Pidyon HaBen. He only has enough money for one of the two. Which of the two mitzvahs should he do? So it's a machlokes satanoim. So Reb Yehuda says, so we said yesterday, that's the Gemara. And Brachas, the Reb Yehuda says over there also that Musaf is only up until Sheva Shoes. And Mincha is till to the end of the day, till the Shkia. So even though now it's between 1:30 and 2, the first half hour, it's right after the half hour after Chatzos, you can have both Musaf and Mincha. You should daven Musaf first, because that's a mitzvah beres. Here also, he should be Olah Regel. He'll worry about the Pidyon HaBen later. He has a whole lifetime to do the Pidyon HaBen. And the Chachamim disagree. So the Gemara said, "Bishleim Rav Yehuda kidei kol matar." Rav Yehuda gives a good logical explanation. Zu mitzvah beres, a mitzvah shein beres. Ale Rabbanan, my tamai. Why did the Chachamim say that you do the Pidyon HaBen first? Isn't the logic of Rav Yehuda compelling? After the Gemara, no, it's Exeris HaKosim. Chomenachativ there, Bodolei Rofan Arik. Okay, Exeris HaKosim, yeah. Exeris HaKosim, yeah. Today we don't have Aliyah Leregel, so the whole Shaila is not a gift.
Is there something you're able to do both, or you're not able
to?
The Gemara sounds like you're able to do both.
No, he only has enough, I don't think so. He only has enough money to do one or the other. So Reb Yehuda says, Aliyah Leregel, and Vachakach will worry about it. Don't worry about how to do Pidyon HaBen. He should do the Pidyon HaBen, and then he'll see if he'll get some more money, he'll be able to bear the regular. If not, he won't. It means he only has enough money for one. Pasha Pshat doesn't have enough money to do both.
So this is, you remember yesterday,
only over here they don't hold from it, yeah. Rav Yehuda in Brachas says it the same thing about Kedima. You have enough time to daven both. Question is, which mitzvah should you do first? Which mitzvah should you do second? So we have a few klolim. So one klol is Torah Shein, the Torah Kedim. Another klol is Mekudesh, Meni Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kedim. Another klol is the mitzvah that you became mechuyev to do first. That's why Shammai says, you say Kiddush first, then you say Bar Pi Agrof, and
that's
after.
That's why Yitzchak Chanan said that you do the mitzvah over Shabbat. That's what he said when he had a choice. He said,
Shuba. So why don't we do it every Shabbos morning? We always daven right, Musaf first.
You know, because when the Shabbos comes first, that's, if
they
have a choice now, the Shuban Musaf comes in, so you bring Musaf first.
No, but the Shulchan Aruch says you have to daven Shachris before Musaf Lachatchila because of Beis Hamikdash. Because he's supposed to bring the Tom Shal Shachar first.
That was his
problem. I don't know. That's against the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Tzuchan is against the Shulchan Aruch, no? Don't know. We have to look into that. Okay. So in Brochus it's talking, you have enough time to daven both Musaf and Mincha. There's a question, which one should he do first? Rabbi Yehuda says over there this word. Shizu mitzvah veres, a mitzvah shein veres. Here we're talking about he only has enough money to do one of the two. So he's going to do whichever mitzvah he's going to do. He's going to have to try to figure out, he's going to have to rob a bank later, or going to try to borrow money, or to shnara money, figure something out. How to do the second one. So the Chacham would have agreed with Reb Yehuda if not for the Gzeres HaKosov. It sounds like Reb Yehuda's klal, she's a mitzvah, Gzeres and a mitzvah, Shabbos, is a logical klal. But here it's an exception to the rule. Then the Gemara has a braisa Tana Rabbanon, says it's from the Mechilta Barsha's boy. Yeah, this we know from the Mishnah and Perek Yesh Pchor, that Pidyon HaBen depends on Peter Rechem. And if the fellow has five wives, this is obviously before the Cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom, there's only one to a customer. So Bizman HaGemara, the guy had five wives. It was very rare. The Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Yevamos has a din based on the assumption that it was very rare that anyone had more than one wife. The Mishnah has a din. If the guy's married to you enough to be choshish, then maybe he's interested in marrying this girl. Because it was very rare they had more than one. But here the din is in theory. If a person has five wives and each one had the first baby as a boy, he has to give five times Pidyon HaBen. What about Pishnayim? Which son gets Pishnayim? You have to look on the clock. Which one was born first? Whichever child is born first gets Pishnayim. Pishnayim doesn't depend on Peter Rechem. Let's say a woman had many children by the first marriage. then the husband dies, she marries someone else. The first child that he has from this woman is a boy, that child gets Pishnayim in Yerusha. That's Reishis Ono of the father. That's his first child. There's no Pidyon HaBen on him, he's not Peter Rechum. So that's what the Mishnah says. Yesh Pchola Nachla, that's the name of the Perek. Next to the last Perek in Becheres. Yesh Pchola Nachla, Veinim Pchola Koin. Yesh Pchola Koin, Veinim Pchola Nachla. So here the Bresa just spells out, one might have mistakenly thought that in order to have an obligation to do Pidyon HaBen, maybe you need both. Maybe you need Reishis Ono plus Peter Rechum. Bresa says, no, it all depends on Peter Rechum. He has five wives. And each one has a boy first, he has to give five times Pidyon HaBen. Yeah, that's a din, we don't need this brisa. That's Mishnah is like that in Pchoras, that we know. Then the Mishnah said, Lelamda Torah, the father has an obligation, Lelamda Torah to the son. The mother does not have an obligation, Lelamda Torah to the son. So the Gemara works out the Psukim, how do you know that it's so? Part of the drush of the Gemara is that women are not mechuyev to learn Torah. Why not? Because the father is not mechuyev to teach them. So since the father is not mechuyev to teach the daughter, so the father is also, so therefore the daughter, when she becomes a bas mitzvah, is not mechuyev to learn on her own. What do you mean? The father does not have a chiyuv chinuch on the daughters? Don't mitzvah chinuch on the daughter? No, there is a mitzvah chinuch. There is a mitzvah chinuch there, I said, there is a mitzvah chinuch mit the Rabbanon. The Gemara says all the time, chinuch is only mit the Rabbanon. Here is in the Maratamah, this is chinuch there, I said. So the chinuch, the chinuch deraisa is until the children are bar mitzvah, the father has an obligation to explain to them that when it comes Yom Kippur, after you're going to be bar mitzvah, when it's going to come Yom Kippur, you have to fast the whole day. Now you can eat all you want till you're bar mitzvah. But when you become bar mitzvah, you have to fast all day. Now you can eat all the treifas you want. When you're going to become bar mitzvah, you have to stop eating treifas. That's a din of chinuch min haTorah. So that din of chinuch applies equally to the sons and to the daughters. There's a chiv chinuch to the daughters also. Then there's a din of chinuch mid rabbanon. It's not enough that the father tells the children, you can eat all treifas now. After bar mitzvah, you have to stop. He has to see to it that they don't eat treifas now. He has to see to it that they make kiddush and they shake a lulav and they do all the mitzvahs now. That's chinuch mid rabbanon, to train the children that they should do the mitzvahs now. So the din that the chinuch deraisa is to prepare them for later, to teach them all the Torah, all the mitzvahs. The chinuch of the Rabbanon is to see to it that they fulfill the mitzvahs now. Sometimes you'll have a conflict between the two. Let's say the halacha says that the father has to be mechanech the children to fast on Yom Kippur. And this child has some psychological hang-up against the fasting. So he's going to make the child fast on Yom Kippur. He's going to be turned off from Judaism, and he's not going to want to fast in the future. So what do you do if you have a conflict between the chinuch deraisa and the chinuch of the Rabbanon? So what are the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael? Wrote a whole tshuva about this. Rav Meir Schlesinger, who used to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Shalavim, so he wrote a whole tshuva about this in the Shalavim publication. And he quotes that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to Shaila, because he learned in Kol Torah when he was younger. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, the mitzvah of chinuch deraisa takes precedence over the chinuch derabbanan. If the kid is so sensitive and so touchy, then you're going to make him fast now. You're going to make him shake a lulav now. He's going to be angry forever and never want to do any mitzvahs in the future. So you say, you choose to do the chinuch deraisa. You don't do the chinuch derabbanan. Chinuch deraisa is more important. So what's the din? The father's not mechuyev to teach Torah to the daughters. There is a din of chinuch on the daughters as well. Father's not mechuyev to teach Torah to the daughters the same way he has a chiv to teach Torah to the sons. He has to teach him all of Chumash. The Gemara has him next up. He has to teach him Kala Torah Kula, the whole Chumash. So the daughters, he doesn't have to teach her the whole Chumash. He has to teach her how to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach and all the mitzvahs that are going to come her way.
Where is everybody getting the chilah?
That's obvious. So the Marta Maras Madech means to tell him the dinim that after you become bar mitzvah, you can't eat chaza.
And the
chinuch derabbanan, you have to prevent him from eating chaza right now. And you have to see to it that he shakes the lulav right now. That the Gemara says is only chinuch mid derabbanan. All over the Gemara says chinuch derabbanan goes on that chinuch.
There's no difference between lavim and anatzeh.
That's a big machlokes in Tosfos. The Gemara has a stira. The Gemara in the end of Yivam is there's a name of the perik is perik cherish. Talks about a cherish, a retarded person who is Mekadosh and Isha, so there's Kiddush and the Rabbana. There's cherish out to the Kotten, so Shaita is deranged. So the Gemara says, Min HaTorah cherish out to the Kotten, all three are Labanei Das. But with the Rabbana, they made Kiddush and the Rabbana by a cherish, but they never made Kiddush and the Rabbana by a Shaita. The Gemara says they're not going to make a takana that a shaita, a crazy person, should have kiddushim and rabbanon. The marriage is just going to not work out. So forget it. But a cherish, some people don't want to have a spouse who's going to put them in their place. They don't want to have any arguments in the house. So they'd rather marry a retarded person who's never going to answer back than marry someone else who's going to give them a hard time. So the Mishnah is talking about they made a takana der rabbanan cherish and kiddush chareshes exist. Cherish and kiddush a normal person bikachas or bikerish kiddush chareshes. There's kiddush in the rabban. So there, not perik cherish. The Gemara talks a little bit about chinuch. So the Gemara has a whole machlokes, and we pass on halach and kot neichel nevelus then bezim etzul and lafrisha. A child before bar mitzvah who wants to eat treifis, the bezin is not mechuyev to stop him. So Tosfos asks the kasha, what happened to the mitzvah of chinuch? What do you mean? You let the kid eat the nevelus? How can you say kot neichel nevelus then bezim etzul and lafrisha? So the Rishonim have a major machlokes. 50% of the Rishonim give one answer, 50% give the other answer. Major machlokes. How does it jive with the din of chinuch? So some say chinuch is only on the father, not on bezin. It's not on acher, but on the father. The father has to see to it that the kid does need chazan. The father has to see to it mitzvah sesei. The kid should check a lulav and sit in sukkah also. And the other answer the Rishonim give is no. Chinuch is not dafka on the father. Chinuch is on everybody. A chinuch is only on mitzvah sesei. There's no chinuch on mitzvah lo ses. Ayit says, in the end of Yuma, it says, the last perk towards the end, mechan chenos haktanim, they should fast on Yom Kippur. So you see that there is a chinuch on an Iser. It's an avera to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Rishonim say, yeah, it's an avera. Whoever eats on Yom Kippur gets malchus, but it's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. So the reason why there's chinuch is not because of the avera aspect, but rather because of the mitzvah aspect. So this is a big machlokes in the Rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's Shin Mem Gimel. There's a siman about chinuch haktanim on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch paskens both lechumra, that the parents have to see to it that the children, the father has a chiyuv chinuch, to see to it that the children do all the mitzvahs, and a chiyuv chinuch also they shouldn't do averis. According to that opinion, it's both on mitzvahs and on averis. But acherim only have a chiyuv, or machma acherim have a chiyuv chinuch only on averis, only on mitzvahs, but not on averis. So halacha l'maaseh, kot neichel nevelus ve'ein bezim mitzvah v'lafrish. But that's the nafka mitzvah. We're machma in both directions. The chiyuv chinuch is on others also with respect to mitzvah saseh, and the chiyuv on the parents covers both mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh. And Yom Kippur, there's a din of chinuch. Even if you normally there's no chinuch on Yisurim, but on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah as well. It's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. So when we say that the father is not mechuyev to be mechanech the daughters, matamas has berechem v'lo b'naseichem, and therefore the daughters are not mechuyev to learn. What do you mean the daughters are not mechuyev to learn? The women have an obligation to learn the Sheva, to learn all the dinim that they have to know. They have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kashrus, Hilchos Geneva. They have to know when they go shopping, not to shoplift and not to cheat the merchant in the store. They have to know all the dinim that are relevant for them. The Maratamas B'Zmenechem V'loi B'Naseichem means there's no separate Chi of Talmud Torah on the daughters. There's a Chi to teach the daughters as a Heksha Mitzvah for the other. That's a Chelik of the Chinuch. The father has to see to it that when the daughter becomes a bas mitzvah, she should observe all the mitzvahs. When she's a ketana, she should observe the mitzvahs midrabbanim. The father has to see to it that the daughters observe midrabbanim. There's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Nazir. Mishnah has a Nazir adin ha'av madares b'ro b'nazir. The father has the ability to declare that his son should become a Nazir. Doesn't have the obligation. My father never made me a Nazir. His father never made him a Nazir. But in theory, the father has the right to make his son into a nozir. The Mishnah says it's only the father, not the mother, and it's only by the son and not the daughter. Mara says, why? What kind of a din is this? Oh, mother is b'ro b'nozir. So it's a machleg, it's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan, usually we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases the Gemara has. Rabbi Yochanan quoted that Gemara. No, on Yudav and Amid Beis. So we usually pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha l'moshe misina. Halacha y'b'nozir, that's all. Don't ask any kashas. The of mother is b'no b'nozer, only the father, not the mother, only the son, not the daughter. And Rish Lakish Never heard of this halacha Moshe Sinai. So he thinks that it's only chinuch midrabbanan. Min haTorah, the whole din doesn't exist. There is no such halacha. How does their father have the right to declare his child as an ozir? It's only midrabbanan midin chinuch. So why doesn't it apply to the daughters? Why doesn't it apply to the mother? The Gemara said there's no din chinuch on daughters and there's no din chinuch on mothers. So the Rishonim asked, how can you say there's no din chinuch on the mothers and on the daughters? The Gemara, the first daf in Sukkah, talks about Halani Hamalka, and it doesn't talk about the father. Somehow the father was not there. The mother was mechanech the children that they should sit in Sukkah, and they would certainly sit in a kosher Sukkah. So Rabbi Kevege quotes the kasha in the Gil Yon HaShas. The Baal HaTos, all the Rishonim asked the kasha. So the basic answer is, chinuch is, the father has to train the sons, they have to sit in Sukkah, he has to train the daughters, they have to fast on Yom Kippur, Min HaTorah, he tells them after you'll be bar mitzvah, you have to do like this. That's chinuch deraisa. L'mal tamosim as b'neichem. It says b'neichem v'lo b'naseichem, so it's a different pasuk. Ki yedaitim, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu, ki yedaitim, manash yitzav es bono, es beisach, l'lach es b'derach Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom loves Avraham Avinu because he's mechanech all of his children. Man Eshav is born of his Beis Achra, means the sons and the daughters. This pasuk, L'mar Tamosim as B'neichem, V'lo B'naseichem, this goes on training the children to learn Torah. So that's only by the sons and not by the daughters. But normal chinuch, that after you become bar mitzvah, you have to observe the mitzvahs, that says the other pasuk, Ki Yedaitiv. And the Rabbanon, the father, has to see to it that the daughters observe. They wash until the Siddayim now, before Bas Mitzvah, they observe Shabbos now. They have to observe all the mitzvahs now. That din, you're not mechuyev to become a nozir. The father has an obligation. Becham chinuch, he has an obligation to make the son into a nozir. No, he doesn't have an obligation. If he wants to, he has a right to. So the Gemara says, that's a special din only, the father and the son. Doesn't apply to the father and the daughter, doesn't apply to the mother and the son, or the mother and the daughter. That's a strange form of chinuch, that you should insist that the child should become a nozir now and observe the dinim of naziris now. Yeah, the Gemara says, let's say the father makes his son a nozir, then at the end of the 30 days, or however long he made him a nozir, he can make him a nozir for 5 years. So at the end of the 5 years, they're going to bring a korban. If the kid is a katan, so the whole korban doesn't exist on the level of the raisa. He's not really a nozir on the level of the raisa. So isn't there an issue of chulin bazara? So the Gemara says, yeah, Rish Lakish, who holds that the whole din of Hav, Madir es Benov ben Ozer, is only with Rabbanu. Obviously, he's of the opinion, Chula Mazar lav der Eise, Samach Lekis im Sochem, in the second Berik, and other Mesichtas, but the Chula Mazar is an Isa der Eise, an Isa der Rabbanu. And Rish Lakish thinks that it's only with the Rabbanu. We assume that Chula Mazar is an Isa der Eise. Chula Mazar is two things. You're not allowed to shech Chula Mazar, and you're not allowed to be makrev on the Mizbech, le Chula Mazar. And if you shechted chulam bazara, not on the time, shechted chulam bazara, you're not allowed to eat it. So the whole story of chulam bazara, not to shecht chulam bazara, and if you did not to eat it, and not to be mocked around the mizbech, the whole story, according to Rish Lakish, is only mid the rabbanon. Tosis in one place suggests, maybe the whole machlok is chulam bazara, the raisa, the rabbanon only is, are you allowed to shecht chulam bazara, and if you did shecht, are you allowed to eat it? But to burn the chelev on the mizbech, chelev shal chulam, that for sure should be an Isa deraisa. Then Tosis backs out. They say it's an offering of Mara and Nazir. That according to Rish Lakish, that the whole institution of Madar as Benob and Nazir is only Midirabbanim, Mitam Chinuch, that's a Chinuch Midirabbanim. That's not the Chinuch Minatar, that's the Chinuch Midirabbanim. To make him observe Naziris now. Chinuch deraisa is to teach the child there is a din of Naziris. And after your bar mitzvah, if you'll be Makabal Ned and Naziris, you're going to have to bring such and such a karma. You educate the children. But this achinach min rabbanon to force the child to observe naziris, and at the end of the malos of the naziris, however long it is, at least 30 days, at the end of the malos to bring the karbanah, so that v'shloka sholz, that's all mid rabbanon. So he has to go to yishita, so he holds achulim bazar alav derais, even makriv on the mizbeach, is also achulim bazar alav derais. So that's it, you have to keep in mind the two dinim of chinuch. There's achinach derais, achinach derabbanon. When we say the women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, they're not mechuyev to sit and learn b'hasmod, they're not mechuyev to learn things that are not negiah to them. Let's say to learn about tzitzis and tefillin. They're not mechuyev in tzitzis and tefillin. In sukkah and lulav, it's mitzvah sesh as magram. They're not mechuyev to learn. Or if they know hilchos Shabbos, they're not mechuyev to keep on chazering b'hasmod all day and all night. That's only by the men. The women have a chiyev, that's what the Beis HaLevi explains, and it's true, it's in Chelek Aleph. explains that there are two dinim of Talmud Torah. One is Talmud Torah, b'Torah's Heksha Mitzvah. Learning the dinim will enable you to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and all the mitzvahs out there. So the women have that also. They have to learn the dinim that are relevant for them in order to know how to be an observant Jew. Then there's another mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Even to learn dinim that are not. We live in Chutz Lars. We should learn the dinim of Zeroyim. It's not relevant to us. We don't go to Eretz Yisrael. Or to learn b'hasmod all day and all night, every 3 minutes. That the women are not mechayiv to do that. The men are mechayiv to do that. That's what the Beis Halevi says. Should the women recite, the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, that noshim mevarchas b'chas hatorah. So the Mefarshim all ask Akasha, how come women say, the Mechaber holds that if a woman shakes a lulav, she doesn't say a bracha. The Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkenazim follow the Rabbeinu Tam, that women recite a bracha mitzvah shazman grom. But the Mechaber Paschim is like the Rambam. The Sfardim follow, most of the Sfardim follow the Rambam. But you know, the women don't say a bracha on him that they put from, because you can't say Kiddushanim and Tzatzim and Tzivan. It's not true. So how do they say Asher Kiddushanim and Tzatzim and Lasek B'divei Seira? It's not true. According to the Mechaber who pass like the Rambam, it's not true. So the Magen Avraham quotes the answer that the women are Mechayiv in Talmud Torah because they have to know, have to learn their dinim. They have to know the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpocha and Mekach Toys and Geneva and Oinor. They have to learn all the dinim. So the Beis HaLevi said that's not an acceptable answer because that Talmud Torah, that's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that's a Heksha mitzvah. You never say a bracha when you do a Heksha mitzvah. When you buy a lulav, you have to have shalachem. When you buy the lulav, you don't say a bracha. When you buy it, when you tie the tzitzis, the Gemara has a machloikas, be paskin, and the Gemara and menachas. You don't say a bracha when you tie the tzitzis. Tying the tzitzis is a hechshem mitzvah. When you wear the tzitzis, then you say a bracha. The only reason why the men say a bracha, brichas hatorah, is because liman hatorah is already a mitzvah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So that's the pel, hakta mechaber, right, that noshim avarchas brichas hatorah. By the women, they're mechuyev to learn Torah, but only b'toras hechshe mitzvah, not b'toras mitzvah b'fnei asma. So the pashtus, this is like the Vilna Gaon writes, that the ogur, the sefer that the Beis Yosef quoted it from, that women say b'chas hatorah, because the ogur is following the Rabbeinu Tam. He's following the Balei HaTosfos, that the women say a bracha on zman groma. But according to the Mechaber, who paskens like the Rambam, the women should not say a bracha on zman groma, so the women shouldn't say the brichas hatorah either.
What does the zman groma do with those wives? It's two different things. Because they make a bracha on zman groma, they can put themselves into a chiv even though it's not mechuyev, that's what he's saying. Talmud Torah is not zman groma.
No, women are potter from Talmud Torah despite the fact that it's not a zman groma.
So you're saying that if you make a bracha on zman groma,
can a woman say a bracha on a mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, but she's volunteering it as an eina mitzvah? So that's a machloikas, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mechaber Paschim like the Rambam, women may not say a bracha. So women should really not say brichas hatorah. That's the kasha. Women should not say brichas hatorah. And the Ogur says the women say brichas hatorah because they follow the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Mechaber doesn't Paschim like the Rabbeinu Tam. So why did he quote the Ogur?
The Gemara in Sukkah that says, according to one sheet, you make the Shekhi on the Asiyas on Sukkah.
Yeah.
Isn't that an extra mitzvah?
Yes, that's a Hechshem mitzvah, yeah.
So isn't that a bracha on Hechshem mitzvah?
No, a bracha on Hechshem mitzvah would be, there is an opinion in the Rishami that when you construct the sukkah, say, Hechshem kereshayim sasavano, alasiyas hasukkah. So that we don't accept, just like we don't accept, you don't say a bracha when you tie the tzitzis. You don't say a bracha when you build the sukkah either. Even though it's a Hechshem mitzvah. But the Shechiyana, that's a different thing. The Shechiyana on the sukkah is like, if you buy a new house, you say Shachyan. If you buy a new suit, and you're all excited about it, buy a new automobile, so you say Shachyan. If the automobile is going to be used by more than one person, then you say Toi Bameitav. Toi Bameitav is fancier. If the automobile, a single guy, he's the only one who's going to use it, so then you say Shachyan. Then you don't say Toi Bameitav. If you buy underwear, so you don't say Shachyan. It's not such a great simcha. If you make a doghouse, you don't say Shachyan. If you buy socks, you don't say Shachyan. But if you build a sukkah, that's how the Ramach has Hasogas on the Rambam. So the Hasagas HaRamach and the Rambam, he says, when you build the sukkah, you say Shachyanu, because it's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, so it's not considered a doghouse, not considered like underwear, because it's a mitzvah, even though it doesn't have such chashivas, the fact that it's a mitzvah, that's why you say Shachyanu. So Shachyanu on the building of the sukkah is not because it's a heksha mitzvah, because it's going to be a mitzvah, so therefore, HaKoyna Bayis Chadosh, HaOyse Bayis Chadosh, Abayna Bayis Chadosh builds Shechyana, because Abayna Bayis Chadosh is Shechyana. If it wouldn't be a mitzvah, so maybe it would be like a doghouse. But because it's a, but the shachan is not because of the mitzvah.
According to the sheet, is that erisin is a hekshar mitzvah? Why is there a group of erisin?
Many Balei HaTosfos hold that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaShevach. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Some Rishonim, there was a Ruk quote. Some Rishonim had the practice, they said, when they got married, they said two brachas. Shechem Sonson HaKadeshah, so Isha, even though it doesn't say in the Gemara. Doesn't have to say. The Gemara doesn't have the Gemara is not a Siddur. We're not Mechayiv to have the text of every single bracha. Does the Gemara have the Nusach L'Kvaya Mezuzah? The Gemara doesn't have the Nusach. It's in the Siddur. The Gemara is not mechayiv to quote every text of every bracha. So some Rishonim say it's self-understood. The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah to get married. So you say bracha Asher Kishanam L'Kadesh Esu Isha. Then you say Asher Kishanam Vitzi Vano Al Harayis Vasalano Sarusis Birchas Eris, and they say that's a Birchas HaShevach. So we don't say the Birchas HaMitzvah Asher Kishanam Vasalano L'Kadesh Esu Isha. We only say the bracha, the text of the Birchas Eris, and does appear in the Gemara. Text of a Birchas HaMitzvah of Erisin doesn't appear. So the Rambam and the Ravid both hold that the Birchas Erisin is the Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Balei HaTosfos say no, it's only a Birchas HaShevach. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Don't a lot of Achronim in the Tanya that we don't make the bracha on the Suvim now because it wasn't in the Gemara?
Not because it wasn't in the Gemara, because it didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. It was composed by the Gaonim. So they say, the Gemara says in Megillah, Gemara quotes a pasuk. Mi malo gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehilosai. The Gemara says, Mi roi lemalo gvuras Hashem, who is worthy to recite a bracha, to compose a bracha? Misha yochol the yashmiya kol tehilosai. If he knows how to say the full tehilos Hashem. So the Gemara says, Anshe knes agdola was a body of 120 talmid chachamim, and amongst them, but behem kama nevim, and they stood benevuah. They understood with ruach hakodesh to know into the future. How to compose a Shemoneh Esrei that we're still saying today, the same Shemoneh Esrei that they composed a few thousand years ago, over 2,000 years ago. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was the beginning of the Baisheni period, the 2,500 years ago. So the Gemara says, Mikam Yelach, after the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Osa V'sapa B'Shvacha Shal Mokoyim, you're not allowed to compose your own tefillos and your own brachas, because of that pasuk, Mi Malak V'Rosh Hashem Yashmir Kol Tehilosa. So Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach doesn't say in the Gemara either. So the Moger Avram says, "Oh, it's a bracha shalahuskar of the Gemara, and it's a lower level of a bracha. It's totally in the machloekah." So the Mishkan saying says, "What are you talking about? Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach existed in the days of the Tanoim. It was composed. The Psukei de Zimra institution was initiated by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah with their bracha before and after as a Dvar Harshus. If you don't want to say, you don't have to. If you want to say, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Yolim Misar Aram Shvacha Shal HaKadosh Baruch V'achar Kach Yispalo. So Mikra, then you can be Yotzi that the bare minimum is, you say, the Gimel Rishonis in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's Yisar Aram Shvacha V'achar Kach Yispalo. Starts from Chaneinim Yitcha De'ad Bina V'haskel. That's Yispalel means Bakosh Tzorach. You enhance this Inyan of Yisad Adam Shvacha v'Chakach Yispalo by saying Birchas Kriya Shema, by Shachar Zmar, by saying Birchas Kriya Shema immediately before the Shemoneh Esrei. So it's even more Yisad Adam Shvacha. By Mincha we don't say Birchas Kriya Shema, so we say Ashrei. So we enhance the Yisad Adam Shvacha. Not only do they have the Gimel Rishonis, he even said Ashrei. And then you even enhance it further if you say the Psukah de Zimra beforehand. So some of the Rishonim are of the opinion, Tosfos, Balei HaTosfos are of the opinion that that's the whole idea of Psukah de Zimra. Yisad Adam Shvacha v'achar kach yispal. If you came to shul late, and in shul you put on your tefillin, talis and tefillin, whatever, and the chazan is up to Baruchu already because he came late, so you start from Baruchu, you go to the end, and Tosfos says you don't say Psukah de Zimra later, because the sole purpose of Psukah de Zimra is Yisad Adam Shvacha v'achar kach yispal. Once you already daven Shemoneh Esrei, you gain nothing by saying the Psukah de Zimra. And the Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. Rabbeinu Yonah inside the Rifi disagrees. Says no, the Gemara, the end of Shabbos refers to the Psukah de Zimra as Hallel. The Gemara says, "Yehi." One of the Tanaim says, "Yehi chelkim gomri ha-Hallel b'chol yom." I hope I'll come to shul on time and I'll be able to say Hallel every day. The Gemara says, "Hallel every day? You're not allowed to say. I'm a Hallel b'chol yom. Harizim acharif and megadev." It sounds as if you're complaining. How come you haven't done any nisim for us in the last few centuries? Years ago, you used to do nisim all the time. You haven't done. So the Gemara says, "You're not allowed to say halal b'chol yom." Right? So we're not allowed to say hal whenever you're not mechuyev to. Not allowed to say hal b'chol yom. So how can the Gemara say one of the times is harich yehei chalkim gamei hal b'chol yom? So Gemara says no, there are two kinds of halal. Halal la mitzri b'seis itzol me mitzrayim. What we call halal, that's halal la nisim. So that you're not allowed to say every day. That's mecharif and megarif. But halal psukah de zimra, halal psukah de zimra, that's halal on teva. That's not on the ma'ala ben teva. That you should say every day. So the pashtus in the Gemara, psukah de zimra did exist in the days of the Gemara. It's not that it was composed later. Just because the text of Baruch Shama and Yishtabach doesn't appear in the Gemara, Gemara is not a siddha, then I'm chayiv to have the text of every bracha. That's what the Mishkan is saying, Katainas against the Magen Avraham. So anyway, so the Rabbi Yoin is of the opinion, what Tosfos said is correct, that the reciting of the Psukah de Zimra is a further enhancement of the Yod HaMisarot M'shvacha Shal HaKadosh Baruch V'chakach Yispala. Not only do you have the Gimel Rishonis before Hanena Mi'itcha, you have even the Psukah de Zimra, you have even the Brichas Kriyashma or Ashrei, and in Shachris you even have the Psukah de Zimra, that's an enhancement on the enhancement. But the Rabbi Yoin is of the opinion that based on that Gemara, the end of Shabbos, in addition to being a Kiyam of Yisarot M'shvacha, it's also a Kiyam of Halel. And Halel is Kol Hayom. So even if you came to Shul late and they start from Baruchu, you should say Psukah de Zimra later. Because the Halel is the Mishnah Megillah. The Zman of Halel is Kol Hayom. Even after you daven. So that's Machlekes Tosfos and Rabbi Yoin. Our practice is like the Ramban. The Ramban made a compromise. Ramban says, you go to Chumra in both directions. That if you came to Shul and they're saying Baruchu, so you pick up at the Chazan. Say Baruchu and you say Shachris. Then after you finish davening shachris, then you should say psukah de zimra without a bracha, because according to Tosfos, you gain nothing by saying the psukah de zimra. According to Rabbi Yoin, you should say psukah de zimra with the brachas. So we go l'chumra, we say the psukah de zimra, but we don't say the brachas. So that's not a bracha shel nisker of the Talmud. That was the debate, and you don't say the brachas besulim. That's a bracha shel nisker that didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. So that's based on the Gemara Megillah, Mekam Yelachos of the Sapa B'Shvachu Shal Mokim. That's why many are opposed to saying any bracha that wasn't composed by the Anshei Knesset Gdoila, that didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. But just because the text of the bracha doesn't appear in the Gemara, doesn't mean that you don't say it. The Sata B'Tzitzis appears in the Gemara, the text of the bracha. The Gemara talks about saying a bracha with a tzitzit, something. So the Gemara does the. The Gemara mentions it, but the text doesn't appear. And the bracha on Kviyas Mezuzah, I don't think it appears. I don't think it appears. Maybe it's a Tosefta. Maybe it does appear in Tosefta.
How do you know which one's Mikam Be'elach? If both aren't mentioned in the Gemara, how do you know which one came before, which one came after?
We have literature that the Gaonim composed Anos Yenach Koyach. And they said, Shasani Kirtzano. We know that was composed later. It didn't exist earlier. Probably you have to look in Tosefta. All the brachas probably appear in the Tosefta. You have to look in Tosefta and Yerushalmi's and all the brachas.
It's
yeah.
Kind of it's written in Tosefta. I mean, the Talmud
from hands. No, whatever is in the Tosefta means that it was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. But if we know that a bracha historically, we can ascertain that the bracha when a couple gets married and he finds that the girl is a psula, that we know was composed by the goyim. So that's why many Rishonim say you shouldn't say it.
The Magen Avraham is talking about
Yishtalach. Yeah.
So why don't you just look
into
Tosefta and see?
It probably doesn't appear anywhere what the Nusach HaBracha is, but the Mishkan is Yankiv thinks that it did exist in the days of the Gemara because the Psukah de Zimra existed. The Rishonim quote, in Beis Yosef, he quotes Yerushalmi, that there's a Machloikas HaTanoim, whom do you kick out of the Jewish army, the Israeli army? So the pasuk says, "Mihu ish ayori beracha leivav." So one Tana says, "Yori me'averu shebiyodu." Anyone who's a balaver, you kick him out of the army. The Rambam doesn't accept that opinion. The Rambam doesn't pasuk like that. The Rambam pasuk yori, he said he can't. Ein yachal amad b'kishrei mecham. He's going to collapse. He's too nervous to go to war. But according to some rishonim, do pasuk like that Tana in Perik Moshul Pancham, the end of the very last Perik in Seita. So according to the Tanaim that Ayori may have erish abiyada, so then there's a further machlekes HaTanaim, is it only if he does have erish deraisa, or even if he does have erish derabban. So the Rishonim quote, Yerushalmi, asoch ben yishtabach liyotzer or, averi hibiyada v'chozer olah miyorche al-macham. According to the Tana, that even on an averi derabbanon, so if you talk in between yishtabach and yotzer or, So they'll kick him out of the army because he did an aver de rabban. So there Yerushalmi says, but that there is a yishtab. Asaf and yishtab, the answer. Thing is that we don't know where that Yerushalmi is. It just doesn't exist. And the Rishonim a lot of times say it's a Yerushalmi, means that it's some outside source other than the Bavli. It means a Medrash. A lot of the psikta, a lot of the Midrashim were composed in the days of the Rishonim. So that's why the Mogad Avraham assumes that Baruch Shem and Yishtabach before and after Pesukah de Zimmer was composed in later generations. The Mishkan is Yankov thinks it's not true.
The Anshei Kafa Gdola lived
'Before any of the Tanaim. So what about all of the brachas? If it's authored to the Mekach Bracha after the Anshei Kafa Gdola, whatever the Tanaim number are, that we would have a bracha. I don't know. Maybe all the brachas that appear in the Gemara are all from the Anshei Knesset Gdola. I don't know. That's how the Gemara says, Mekavi Elach after the Anshei Knesset Gdola. You're not allowed to compose new brachas. I don't know. You have to do historical research. Remember, all the brachas composed.
Or all of the piyutim, which were written by Hakalir, which are full of Shifrei, or any of the piyutim of Shifrei Makom, or any of Mira, according to, if it would be authored to be hacking
after Shifrei Makom,
why are they
mutter? You mean, L'sapa B'shvach Shamakom should even include piyutim?
Shouldn't it?
Should. But for some reason or another, I don't know exactly why, we assume it only goes on brachas. You're not allowed to make a new bracha. So many don't say the bracha shasani kiritzano. Many women don't say, because that was clearly instituted later. And those in the Yerkech also was clearly instituted later.
So when Katz are doing Sukkot de Zimra and they skip a couple sections, should they make that up too?
No, that says in the Poskim, if a person did say Baruch Shammah Ashvei Yishtabach, he abridged the Pesukah de Zimra. There are different opinions how he's supposed to abridge the Pesukah de Zimra. But if he did say he abridged the Pesukah de Zimra, then the Ramban never said you should be mashlem to say later. No. That's not necessary. Only if he left out totally the whole Pesukah de Zimra. So then it's a machlokes, the Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Ramban has this compromise. You should go luchomer both directions. You should say the Pesukah de Zimra, but without a bracha. Yes? Yeah, if you daven Shmon Esrei already and you didn't say Pesukah de Zimra, so you should say Pesukah de Zimra without brachas. But if you are mekatzer, if you did say Pesukah de Zimra but you abridged it, so you yotze b'diavad the Pesukah de Zimra, so then you don't have to be mashlim what you didn't say before. Yes, that is the accepted opinion.
There's a lady that says that Talmud Torah is like halacha l'maaseh. That's not Talmud Torah.
It is Talmud Torah, but the women are not mechuyev to learn it b'toras mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The women are mechuyev to learn it b'toras to learn the dinim that are relevant to them. B'toras hechsher mitzvah. So since if you hold like the mechaber, if you hold like the Ramo, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that women recite the birchas on mitzvah and a mitzvah say that they're not mechuyev to do. So then they can say Bichas HaTar also, then there's no problem. For Ashkenazim, there's no problem. But the problem is for Sfardim. Mechab is a Sfardim, he follows the Rambam, then you only say Kiddushanah Mitzvah. So with Sivana, if you actually Mechiv to do it, so it has to be a Mechiv to do it, B'Toras Mitzvah, not B'Toras Hechshon Mitzvah.
Is only for the women? For
the women is an issue. For the men, they're Mechiv to learn as a Mitzvah B'Fnei Atzma. When the women learn, they are Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Fnei Atzma. But that's B'Toras Eidim Mitzvah B'Yas. B'Toras Mitzvah. They want a mitzvah to learn Hilchos Shabbos and Kashrus and so on as a Hechsher mitzvah. So that doesn't warrant a bracha.
And did the Gra answer by the Shulchan Aruch?
No, the Gra just writes it. It's according to Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that it's the Mechaber shouldn't have quoted it. Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik quotes that his father, Rabbi Chaim, gave a different insight here, but that's not what it says in the Rishon. Okay, yeah.
The Gemara in Brachos says that when you see Babel, so there are five Brachos that you make the Bracha on Tia in case of Shulchan Aruch, the Bracha you make on Tia in Babel. And then later on it says, and Rav Ashi says, Ana Hadra from Nuna Lo Shmili, El Medat Hai Drach Kinu Laku. And I didn't hear that, and I said all these Brachos in Yisrael. Isn't that Mashma that they didn't have all the Brachos kept above them?
I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know. Maybe you have to reinterpret the Gemara somehow. I don't know. It's a very good question. So that's Lelamda Torah. The father has an obligation to teach the sons and the daughters. That's the Chinuch. That's the Chinuch. Ki daita marish eis habez banaves beisach lach b'derech Hashem. B'derech Hashem. Of course, the father has to be mechanech, but he has to teach the son to sit and learn all day and all night. And midrabanan, he has to start already now, before the child is bar mitzvah. Midrabanan, you even do it right now. And the maratamos mez b'nechem v'lo b'nesechem only exempts the daughters from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'fnei atzmah, doesn't exempt them for the hechsher mitzvah of liman haTorah to be able to observe all the mitzvahs.
Would that be the rest of the father? To teach the daughter the hechsher mitzvah, to get the
rest of the father? Yeah. That's based on the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, ki yidaitiv, manishai, so it's based achra, it goes on all the children, yeah. Yeah. The Gemara needed a pasuk to say that the women, why don't they just say that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah sesh as my grandma? So you see, you have to learn even after school is over, even after you graduate college, not only during the school years. That's they quote from the Ragachover that many had a practice not to learn on Nitelnacht, on the night of Kratzmach, on December 25th. So the Rogachever said it's against the Gemara. If the din would be that a nitl nach you're not supposed to learn, Talmud Torah would have been a mitzvah sesh as magram, and you wouldn't need the pasuk. The matamas has been echmasa. He was always learning. He learned even nitl nach. He learned even when he was in Avela Shiva. He learned even in Avelis. He was learning. Because the Yerushalmi says, if the person is crazy about learning and is going to go out of his mind, if he doesn't learn, then you allow him to learn in the middle of Shiva. So the Rogachever was such a person. He would go out of his mind if he wouldn't learn. So they say he used to learn even, that's why they had such long hair, because he didn't want to go to the barber to take off his yarmulke, because he didn't want to learn with Begilei Rosh. So he had long hair. Yeah. Others say in the biography they write, his name was Yosef Rosen. His name was Yosef, and it says, Yosef Nazir Echov, that Yosef was a Nazir. So they say that he observed the Lipsa. His father took him as a young child to some Chassidish Rebbe. So he observed somehow partial Naziris. That's why he had long hair. But I think that they say the real reason why he had long hair because he didn't want to sit Begilei Rosh in front of the Baba. Okay, so that's about Talmud Torah. Fine, we understand that. What did Gemara have a shayla here? The third wide line. Tana Rabbanan. Also Tosefta Mechoros. Who Lilmod or B'no Lilmod? He only has enough money to support either the father will go to the yeshiva and the son has to go to work, or the son will sit and learn in yeshiva, and the father will go to work. So it says, "Hu kodem lebnai?" Why is hu kodem lebnai? Mitzvah de gufa yadifa, like we have before in the second line from the top. Hu liftos b'no liftos? So Rabbi Yirmiyah said on Omer Allah, going over time, "Hu liftos b'no liftos?" All the Tanaim agree. Hu kodem lebnai? My time in mitzvah de gufa yadifa. So here, hu lilmod b'no lilmod? I have a chiv that I should see that my son can learn. I can't afford that both should sit and learn. Somebody has to run the business. So the Brisa says, who kodem lebno? And Rabbi Yehuda comes up with a chiddush. There's an exception to the rule. In b'no zorizim and mulof, talmudim is kind b'yodo, b'no kodem. Father's already 75 years old. So how much is he going to learn already now if he's going to sit and learn all night? He's going to be tired from the business. He's going to sit and learn. The son is a young person. He's going to sit and learn. He has an opportunity to become a big Talmid Chacham. So that's going to benefit Klal Yisrael. We need more Talmid Chachamim. So b'no zorizim and mulach, even though you're right, whenever you have two mitzvahs to do and you can't do both, so we say, mitzvah de gufei adifo, you should do your own pidyon aben, hu kodem lebno, you should learn Torah, and not have your son learn Torah. But if the end result is going to be, the son is going to be a contribution to Klal Yisrael, b'no zorizim and mulach, talmudim is kind b'yodai, then b'no kodma, achidush. Then b'no kodma. Then that supersedes the rule of mitzvah de gufei adifa. Then the Gemara tells a story that there was a father, Rabbi Yankov, b'rei Rav Acha bar Yankov. He's named after the grandfather, obviously. So the Shadra Abu the Kamid Abai. So his father, Rav Acha, sent him to learn in the yeshiva by Abai. Then he came home for Pesach. The father starts talking learning. So he sees the kid doesn't really know anything. So he said, I think you should, after Pesach, don't go back to the yeshiva. You stay here, you run the business, and I'll go learn by Abai. Because I see that you're not being matzliach. And the din is, Who kodem lebno? Because mitzvah de gufi adifa. And you're not Zoriz and Mamulah, Talmudim is kind of the other, so it's a mitzvah, the goofy hadith.
Is it doubtful for the son or anyone? If someone sees that there's someone who's much more promising, he's not going to be able to learn.
I mean, do I have an obligation to support him that he should sit
there? Much more successful and a bigger
I mean, I have an opportunity. I can retire and sit and learn, but I'm not going to become an old age. I'm not going to become anything big. So I can continue to work and support someone else who's going to become big. It's a good question. Is it only his son? Because there is a chiv to be melamed your son. I don't know. That's a good question. Got to look in Shulchan Aruch.
But like, similarly, if you had, a certain amount of spots in the yeshiva.
You have what?
A certain number of spots in the yeshiva.
Okay.
And your son has a spot. And there's another kid who is much more talented, and he doesn't have a spot. You can be afraid to take your son out, but that other kid can have a spot.
I mean, my son has a spot because he came earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Also a serious question. Don't know. So the Gemara tells a story that the father sent his son to learn by Bible, and he came home for Pesach. The father talks to him, Ki also, when the son came back home, Chazid b'lahavim chazid neshmaite. He wasn't so short. He couldn't say over what he heard from Abai. So the father said, Ano adif aminoch, I see I'm sharper than you. Tuvat, you better stay home. You run the business. Days all Ano. I'm going to go to the yeshiva. I can't afford that both of us should sit and learn. I can only afford that one of us can learn. You stay home and run the business, and I'm going to go. Sham Abai da havi ka'osi. Abai heard that what happened, that the father's going to come. The father's quite a tzaddik. He was going to send the son, and now he's going to come and learn. So the Gemara tells the whole story that in the schus of the tzaddik, they succeeded in getting this mazik, some kind of a shade or something, out of the Beis HaMedrash. Yeah, Bei Rabbana. Bei Rabbana means the Beis HaMedrash. So Abai said no one should invite him to sleep by him, and they'll have to sleep in the Beis HaMedrash. And then this shade appeared to him as a tanino, the Shiva Reshvase, as a snake with seven heads. And then when this tzaddik, the father of the child, was mispalatar Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he should remove this mazik called Kriya Dekora, each time he was bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of his tefillah, that he should protect him from this snake, Nasa Chad Reshe, one of the seven heads fell down, fell off of this snake, and he succeeded in killing the whole snake. So then the next day, Abai was very happy. Alpines, this tzaddik succeeded in cleaning out the Beis HaMedrash from the snake, but the tzaddik was upset. Omelhu said, the father of the child, the tzaddik said, Lamacha, next morning he said, he loved this Rachish Nisa, Sankintin, if not for the fact that you shouldn't have relied on Anes. And Sankham on Anes, even if you think I'm a big tzaddik, it's not right, you shouldn't have put me into Sarkona. That's a machlokes Abai v'Rava in Pesachim, whether Samcham al Anes or Ein Samcham al Anes. This is Abai l'shitosai. Anybody remember, what does Abai hold Samcham al Anes or Ein Samcham? Have to look. The Mishnah says that Pesach nishchat b'sholosh kitos. The Gemara learns it out from the Pesach. That one group, you have to have at least, the Gemara says, 30 people, the next group 30 people, 30 people, each group, you need 30 people. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah has the gates of the Azor would be locked, otherwise everybody would come in the first shift. So there wouldn't be any second shift. You have to have three shifts when you shech the Korban Pesach. So there's a machlokes of Abai v'Rava what the girsa in the Mishnah is. So one of the Amoraim holds, Samchem al Anes, the gates would lock by themselves. B'shosha, Adalsas, Azor, and Ninolim. The gates of the Azor would lock by themselves. And there's no need for Bezdin to supervise and to lock the gates. Don't worry. It's not going to happen. Everybody's not going to run in the first shift and you won't be left without a second or a third shift. And the other one says, no, ain't some chmalanes. You have to, the Bezdin has to supervise to lock the gates.
Abai says, Nina Alu, and Rabba says, no Alu.
Abai holds some chmalanes. Oh, so Abai Lushitas holds some chmalanes. And he was upset. The father of the child was upset. You would have put my life in Sakana. It's not right. Ain't Samcham al Anes. You shouldn't have done like that. So that's Abai l'shitosa. Those that you're allowed to. Samcham al Anes.
I don't understand what happened. The shade appeared in the Beis HaMedrash.
In the Beis HaMedrash. Yeah.
So it appears. So what?
So the snake was going to kill him. So he was davening. This father, the tzaddik, was davening. Uh-huh. And every time he bowed down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, another head, they prayed, save me from the snake. So another head fell off till he bowed down seven times. And all the seven heads fell off. So Abaye told all the people in the neighborhood, don't anybody let him sleep by you. Let him have to sleep in the Beis Medrash, and he's going to be lying on the nurse that this tzaddik and this chus of the tzaddik. Yeah, we're going to be putter from this snake. The snake won't bother the talmidim anymore. Now it's dead. Yeah, now this tzaddik, because he was davening, he succeeded in killing the snake.
He said
they
shouldn't put him
so the tzaddik felt bad. You shouldn't have relied on a nest. The snake could have bitten me, could have killed me. And Abaye held something. Abaye held the father's a tzaddik. So we can rely on a nest. A nest will certainly help. There's Abaye Lushitosa, that something on a nest.
Marsha says that he knew it was going to happen. He wasn't being samech on this. He knew it was going to happen. But he was saying, Efshir is Yisrachish Nisa, maybe it's going to be a nice galway. I mean, he wasn't being samech on this because he knew it was going to happen. It wasn't that. It was like maybe it's going to happen. It's sure going to happen. Maybe
Epshir
it'd be
Gully. Abaye over there also says, we know that the Ness is going to happen. You have a right to rely on the Ness because we know that Rabban Shalom is going to do the Ness. If there's a Sufik, Abaye also not going to say Samchim on the Ness. Abaye only has said Samchim on the Ness. If you're positive that it's going to happen, Rabbi says he's still not allowed to rely on the Ness. You have to always do a Chiv Ishtadlus. You have to always try to act as if there's no Hashgacha practice. You need a shidduch, so you're going to just sit and learn in the Beis Medrash and the girl's going to fly in the air. No, you have to call the girl up and make a date and take her out and propose. You can't assume, you can't be samech al hanes that it's going to happen like that. You always have to do ishtadlus. You always have to do some ishtadlus. So here, that's what Abaye felt. It's vaday the nes is going to happen. Samech al hanes. And Rava holds, no, you're not, you're always supposed to do ishtadlus to act as if there were no hashgacha pratis. Even though we know that there is hashgacha pratis. Then the Gemara has a machloikis, what seems to be a machloikis, but a little matar v'lisa isha. Yeah. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, ben shman esrei l'chupa, you have to start getting married, either 18 or 20, we discussed yesterday, what age. So on the first page in Eben Ezra, they quote these dinim about the mitzvah piru v'rivya. So the Beis Shmuel is a standing commentary on the side of the page. It's bothered with Akasha. Why don't we require that every child who is bar mitzvah, the day of his bar mitzvah, has to marry a girl and start fulfilling the mitzvah piru v'rivya? Why does he have a right to postpone till he's 18 years old? So he says, no, it's going to ruin his whole program of life. He can't get married at the age of 13. Ben Chomish Lemikra, Ben Esa Lemishneh, and Ben Chamesh Esrei the Talmud. He has to be able to learn. It's going to ruin his program in life. So that's a shaila. So let's say a person wants to postpone getting married because he's into learning. So the Gemara says that Ben Azai didn't get married at all. And other people, you're permitted to postpone getting married if nafshu choshka batar, you want to postpone, so then you're permitted to postpone. So is it only because of Talmud Torah? That's what someone raised the question yesterday. Let's say they want to go to graduate school. So if they're going to get married and have children right away, so it's going to interfere with their program in life. That goes on any program in life. It only goes on Talmud Torah. So that's very questionable. That's very questionable. Is it permissible to postpone? You see, if more the Pashto says you're not allowed to postpone fulfilling the mitzvah period of review. You have to at the first available opportunity, you're supposed to get married and have the children right away. Unless you have, if it's not so choshke batera, so then you're permitted to. So what if it's going to interfere with your graduate program? So that's not so clear what the din is. And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch not only talk about interfering with your learning. Yeah, so here the Gemara has this din. What about Lil Matar v'Lisa? What should he do first? So the Gemara presents it as a machloikis. Who is a machloikis? Who and who? Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. They all learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, they all learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. But then, years later, so Rabbi Shmuel decided to move to Babel because there were no yeshivas there. There was a lot of amaratzas. So each one established a yeshiva in two different cities. And they did habatzah to Rabbi Yechanan and stayed in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, this apparent machloikis, not really a machloikis. It depends. For Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's one psak. From Bnei Chutz Lortz, it's a different psak. Whether should you get married, should you get married before you really got to learn? So how does it depend? So Rashi and Tosfos basically say the same pshat. They just have opposite historical machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi says the Bnei Bavel. Rashi says the Bnei Bavel used to, when they got married, they used to leave and go to Eretz Yisrael to learn in the yeshivas. That was before the days of Rabbi Shmuel. There was hardly any learning going on in Bavel at all. Rabbi Shmuel just came to Bavel, so they didn't yet establish the yeshivas. So the Bnei Bavel, they're not going to be home. If they're going to get married, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn in the yeshiva. So they're not going to have any problems of being mefarnes their wives. The wife is going to still be living with the parents. So why should they get married and go to learn in Eretz Yisrael? So they won't have any hirhurim. They're not going to have hirhurim. The wife is 5,000 miles away, and it'll take them 2 weeks till they try. How come? So that's what Rashi understands. They won't have any hirhurim. Okay, this will protect them from hirhurim. So the Bnei Bavel Holon for us in Bavel. Well, this is Talmud Bavli. So Holon for us in Bavel is one pesach. Holahu. So Shmuel lived in Bavel. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmo. Shmuel lived in Bavel. So Halacha Noisi Isha Chak Echul Matoro. That's Holon. We live in Bavel. So let him get married, then take off to the yeshiva. He'll be with his wife for a week or two. He'll take off to the yeshiva, and he won't have any daikas haparnasa, and everything is going to be fine. But hold the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they don't go to Bavel to learn in the yeshiva. There is no yeshiva in Bavel. So if they're going to get married, they have to be mefarnes their wives, because they're not going to go anywhere. So if they're going to get married, this is going to kill their learning. So hold those who live in Eretz Yisrael, they should first learn and postpone getting married to later. That's how Rashi says. And Tosfos Tainus, how can it be? They quote the Gemara in the first Perek in Gittin, on Davov, that it's not right that the people in Bavel get married and they leave their wives behind and they don't support them. So the Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the Pshat is Faket. But it's basically the same as Rashi. That the Holon in Bavel, that what? In Bavel there's no... Rabbeinu Tam learns everything in Faket. Rabbi Yochanan is saying for the Bnei... It's very strange. Rabbi Yochanan is giving him psak for the Bnei Bavel, and Shmuel is giving him psak for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi holds it doesn't make any sense. Shmuel lived in Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos quotes, there are several other Gemaras where you have an Amora from Bavel, an Amora from Eretz Yisrael, and he, and the one from Eretz Yisrael is telling a psak for his Talmidim from Bavel, and the one, the Amora from Bavel, is giving him psak for his Talmidim who came from Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan tells him, that's the case over here. Shmuel is giving him psak for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that Noisi Isha v'Hakach Yilma Torah, and Rabbi Yochanan is giving him psak for Bnei Bavel, but it's basically the same as Rashi. Will they be a Dangas Hapanos? Will it not be a Dangas Hapanos? It's just a historical argument. The Rashi entices which way does it go? And Rabbi Baruch Epstein has in his autobiography, he has probably quotes it from someone, I forgot about it, he has a different interpretation. See, the way Rashi entices on Holon Maholahu, it's all it's the exact same din, and it's all a historical issue. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is a historical issue. Rabbi Baruch Epstein quotes a different pshat. There is a Tosfos later in Kiddushin on the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Here, the bottom of Lamed Zayin on the base. The last two lines. Vayochlam Yavu Horetz Mimochus HaPesach. And they crossed over the Yarden, which Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. And then they crossed over the Yarden, and then it came Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Vayochlam Yavu Horetz, they were still eating mon. The mon lasted for a while. And then they ate the Tvuah from Eretz Yisrael, Mimochus HaPesach. After the Yant of Pesach, why Machzah Pesach Ochel Mekor Lo Yochul? They didn't eat the new Tvuas Eretzol before Pesach. Why? Because it was Chadosh and Yisrael Chadosh. So the Gemara says, Alma, what do you see? Akruvayim of Hadar Ochel. They had to bring the Minchas Omer on the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach, and only then in Machzah Pesach VeYochel Ma'avos they can eat the new Tvuah Chadosh. So Tosfos on the top of Mamechesim and Aleph quotes a Kasha from Yerushalmi. It sounds like they didn't eat any tfu at all from Chodosh until after Hakrovis Minchas Omer. Don't we have a rule that Eser Dechol Oseh Eseh? If the only matzah you would have available, if it's the case, if the only matzah you have available is matzah Shal Chodosh, so why do you say you're not allowed to eat it? Why shouldn't you say Eser Dechol Oseh Eseh? Ese decha loisa asay. Is that the case? That was the only matzah that was available? The Gemara says, Ese decha loisa asay, is only if it's Iyapshel Kaim Shneim. Omer Resh Lakish, the Gemara has. Kol mokam sheish mitzvah ses and mitzvah loisa asay, imat yochel Kaim Shneim mutav. If you can fulfill the mitzvah ses without violating the loisa asay, do so. Vimlav, and if it's Iyapshel Kaim Shneim, you can't fulfill a mitzvah without violating the aver. You don't have any other matzah. So that's the klal that we assume eser dechalosese is doiche, it's duchuya, and duchuya is only if it's eapshe lekaim shneim. It's eapshe lekaim shneim, you don't say duchuya. That's the posh of pshat in the Gemara. So he mentioned the other day, on Friday night, we were talking about derech halimut, so he mentioned some of the galatiana achrayim say that Rish Lakish's din is only a din medirabana. And Atari say eser dechalosese, even if it is eapshe lekaim shneim. Why? Because it's really hutra, it's not duchuya. The Pashtus is against all the Gemaras. That whenever you have a conflict between Eser and Loisese, Eser is Dechad and Loisese, even if it is Epshe Vekayim Shneim. Even if you have Kosher Matzahs available, you're still permitted to eat Trefe Matzah. The Pashtus is that it's not so.
I'm just talking about who said that they had a Matzah available? They came to
okay, so they didn't need any Matzah that year. Well, they had the Mon. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted Bichas HaMazon on the month. Bichas HaMazon only say if you have bread from the Chameshes Mini Doga. Monep is a different kind of a thing. Could be. So that's a question. The Rishami asked Akasha, the Pasuk sounds like they absolutely didn't need any Chodesh at all until after Akra Vaymer, Vahadar Rachel. So it sounds from the pasuk that they didn't even eat chadash for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. So they didn't have any matzah. They had to spend money to buy matzah from the goyim who sold them grain, whatever. So the Shalmi asked the kasha, why not? Why not say?
Somebody said that the Bible never asked this kasha because the matzah is a chiv on the gavra and the chadash is a chiv on is a din on the chesed and a chiv on the gavra can't be done for the chiv on the chesed.
You mean Ese Decha Loisese only applies if the Loisese is in Nisa Gavra. Nisa Chepze doesn't apply. So, right? Some have such a sheet. Right? So, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi as the Kasha. Loma Loyochlo Matzah Mechodosh V'yovo Ese Deboer of Tochlo Matzah V'yitcha Loisese Dechodosh. In Luchor, it's only Ese Decha Loisese is only if it's Yepshe Lekaim Shnei. So, Yerushalmi is asking if the Yerushalmi assumes like these Galatian Achroinim, that Ese Dechala says in Minat Torah applies even if it's Epshe Lekaim Shneim. It's really Hutra, a wild suggestion. And the Gzeira Derabbanan only came in later generations. Or the Yerushalmi thought that the Mamish, they had no other source of Matzah. So why don't you say Ese Dechala says? Yerushalmi gives two answers. Otosi gives two answers. Mataritz, Yerushalmi answers, En Ese Dekeda Madibor, Dechala says it Delach Adibor. The Ese of Matzah was given in Mitzrayim. The Lo says he have Chodosh was given later. So the mitzvahs that were given Koda Matan Torah are less important. That's the simple translation. Mitzvahs given Koda Matan Torah are less important than the mitzvahs that are given after Matan Torah. So Nesei of Koda Matibo, Nesei Koda Matan Torah cannot be Docha Lesei Selacha Matan Torah. Inami, others interpret Yerushalmi differently, but that's the simple pshat. Inami, another suggestion, Yesh Lema, I don't know if they mean this is the second answer in the Yerushalmi, this is their own answer. I'm not sure. You have to look up the Yerushalmi. Nami Yeshleimer, Gzer Kazayis Rishon, not the Kazayis Sheni. Really, Meikar Adin Deraisa, Ese Izdech Aloisese. But you can only eat, the mitzvah is only a Kazayis. He's going to eat anything more than a Kazayis. There's no Ese Dech Aloisese on that. And the Gemara says, Bimei Evel Shal Moshe, they forgot many halachas. Gemara says in Tmur, they forgot thousands of halachas. So one of the halachas, Lamoshe Mizinan, they forgot, was about the sheer kazayas. So they didn't know how much was a kazayas. So they're probably going to be eating to make sure they're probably going to be eating more than a kazayas. So there's no heter on the more than a kazayas. Gzera kazayas rishon, or to kazayas. We don't allow you to even eat a kazayas because you may be eating more than a kazayas. You may think that you need so much for kazayas, really much less.
The chodosh is
chodosh
is
that it's an Isser Loises, Lech Vekal Kama Loisachlu. It's an Isser. I mean, there's an Isser essay also, not to eat. That's the Minchas Chena quotes that Rashba, I think we spoke about yesterday. If Ese Decha Loise Ese, Ese is Decha Yisir Ese also. Yisir Ese is less than an Yisir Loise Ese. So, and then many Rishonim say, if Ese Decha one Loise Ese, it can be Decha two Loise Ese also. We say, En Ese Decha Loise Ese the Ese, it can't be Decha, because the Gemara said, the last daf in Chulin. En Ese Decha Loise Ese the Ese, because En Ese Decha Ese, because Mayul Mehai Ese, Mehai Ese. But that's only if the essay hanitche is a kiyum essay. The essay hanitche is an iser essay. So it's like essay dech shnei lavi. Essay is dech shnei lavi. So the simple reading on this Yerushalmi, the first answer given by the Yerushalmi is that essay shekoidem adibur is not as choshev as an essay shalach adibur. So the Achranim say that this is in contradiction to the Bavli in different places. The Gemara talks about Mila Bismana is Decha Shabbos. So Gemara says, learn out from here, and the sugya in the beginning of Yom is about it. Esa Decha Lo Sese. Gemara says, learn out from here. We have a klal, Esa Decha Lo Sese doesn't apply if the Esa is going to be Decha Lo Sese Shesh Bakoris. Esa is only Decha Plain Lo Sese. It's not Decha Lo Sese Shesh Bakoris. But if you have a Mila Bismana, it's Decha Lo Shabbos. Shabbos is a Lo Sese Shesh Bakoris. So the Gemara says that's an exception to Luma. How do you know it's an exception? Learn out from here. That Ese Decha Lo Sese Shesh Bakoris and Kol HaTorah. Gemara says no. Mila is an Ese She Kodem Adibur. Mitzvahs Kodem Matan Torah are more important than the Mitzvahs Lachem Matan Torah. So it seems to be, the Shagasari points out, it seems to be a contradiction between the Machlokes, between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, which are more important. Mitzvahs Kodem Matan Torah, Mitzvahs Lachem Matan Torah. So that's what Baruch Epstein has in his autobiography, has here in interpretations on Gemara. So he says, Pirei B'Rivi is an essay Shkodem Matan Torah, and Talmud Torah is an essay Lachem Matan Torah. So the Gemara says, hold on, Mahalahu, it depends not the Metzias, historical, not that it depends on historical issues. Will he have to make up Panosa? No, hold on, Mahalahu. According to the Yerushalmi, mitzvah Shkodem Matan Torah are less important than mitzvah Shlachem Matan Torah. So Talmud Torah takes precedence to getting married. And hold on, and according to the Bavli, hold on, mitzvahs are more important than mitzvahs shalach matan Torah, so you should get married before.
So we say that we don't keep mila because of our wrong, and we all the mitzvahs before matan Torah were...
Had to be repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu.
So don't we see that they are lesser stature?
No. Matzah was given kodem matan Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. And later on, Pirei B'Rivi was repeated, but it started off Kodem Matan Torah. That's the suggestion that the whole Harif is Holon V'Holohu. Holon V'Holohu. It depends whether you hold the mitzvah. Kodem Matan Torah is Mochomer. Boshe B'Shad is not so. Boshe B'Shad is either like Rashi or like this. It's a historical comment. Holon V'Holohu. Yeah, that's the expression that Rabbi Yechanan said. Rechaim B'Tzavar V'Yasek B'Torah. If he has to make a parnosa, that's called Rechaim B'Tzavar V'Yasek B'Torah. They say that the Netziv used to joke that the Netziv's granddaughter married Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. Netziv's son-in-law was Rafael Shapira, Rafael Balozhina. And his daughter married Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. One of his daughters married Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. So Rab Chaim first got married, he lived in Brisk. His father was a Rav of Brisk at the time. And later on, Rab Chaim was the rabbi in Brisk. So the Ragachov used to call the Brisker Rab's son. He didn't consider Rab Chaim anything great. He learned by the Beis Halevi. He considered the Beis Halevi was a big Tamachov. So he said, the Maila Rab Chaim was a Brisker Rab's son. Okay. So when Rab Chaim first got married to the girl, so she lived in Volozhin. Her father was one of the rabbis in Volozhin, before Volozhin. So he moved to Volozhin. He used to sit in Beis Medrash and talk and learn with people. So they say he was very lebedik, very cheerful. And when he would talk and learn, he would put his hand on the other guy's shoulder and leave it there for 45 minutes and talk and learn it. And the guy was arrested. He couldn't walk away. So that's what the Netziv used to make fun. If Rab Chaim is holding on your neck, you can't learn Torah because he's going to hack you out. He's going to talk and learn it for hours and hours. The Gemara's Loshen is Rechaim. So the Netziv said, as a Loshen Belitza, Rab Chaim Mitzavara. If Rab Chaim is holding your neck, then he doesn't let people learn. But because of Rab Chaim Day, that's why they were more successful in learning. Rab Chaim introduced them to you, enlightened them, a better style of learning, more cheerful style of learning. Then the Gemara tells a story, one of the Amoraim is praising another one, Rav Huna Bei Rav Manun, a big Tamachach. So So he comes and he visits, he sees La Parisudra. Yeah, what do you mean La Parisudra? Married people used to wear a sudra, and this guy wasn't wearing a sudra. What is a sudra? So the Magen Avraham says, it means when you daven, you daven with the talis over your head or not. So you only do atifa if you're married. That's how the Magen Avraham says. Other Achranim say that that's not the pshat at all, that even a single person who wears a talis should do atifa. But many places in Europe, that was the common practice. Many of the Hasidic yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, they won't give smicha to a single guy. And if they will, so they'll write in the text of the smicha takes effect, kaparisudra al reshe, when he starts to wear the talis over his head. Then the smicha takes effect, because there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak, where it discusses who gave Rabbi Meir smicha. Did he get smicha from Rabbi Akiva, or did he get smicha from Rabbi Yudah ben Bova, who was killed by the Romans? So Gemara says it's a contradiction. Gemara says, Samche Rabbi Akiva gave me smicha, Vavoy Kiblei. It wasn't accepted for some reason. Samche Rabbi Yudah ben Bova, later, years later, the Kiblei. So Rashi writes, why Samche Rabbi Akiva Vavlo Kiblei, when he got originally smicha Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi says, Bachar Haya. What does it mean, Bachar Haya? So in Yiddish, Bachar means a single boy. So then by the Hasidim, they read the Rashi as if Rashi spoke Yiddish. Bachar, he was a Bachar, he was a single guy. So the smicha wasn't accepted. So the smicha later, Rabbi Yudah ben Bova, smicha was accepted. Pasha Pshat Rashi didn't speak Yiddish. And Bacha doesn't mean a single boy. Bacha means he was young. He was too young. So the people thought it was a joke. Rabbi Kiva gave smicha to Rabbi Meir. He was too young. So the smicha, the Hamayin Am, didn't accept the smicha. But then years later, when Rabbi Yudah ben Bova was killed by the Romans, and his wife and Nebuchadnezzar gave smicha to the five Talmidim, so then he was older, so then it was wrong. So that's what by Hasidim they'll write like that in the Chassidish Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. They have that in the text of the smicha. If the guy is single, so they write kaparasudra al reshem. When he starts to wear the talus over his head, then the smicha takes effect. That's based on this Loshan Gemara, the kaparasudra. He wasn't wearing the sudra on his head. So the Amora was very upset. He's already 20 years old. He's not married, so it's not right. Yeah, why Taka didn't he get married? So that's the halacha. If Nafsha Choshka Batera, then he's allowed to postpone getting married. You're permitted to postpone getting married. then the Gemara says, if his mamish Nafsha Choshka Batera like Ben Azai, so he doesn't have to get married at all. What kind of a din is that? What do you mean? I love learning and I don't want to daven, and I'm not going to shake a lulav, and I'm not going to sit in the just sit and learn all day and all night. I have no time for these mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. So why is learning different? So tell it, why is learning different?
Doesn't it say your shimon wouldn't say Kriyashma?
Right. The Gemara says one who is Tairasa Amnasai is Pata from Kriyashma. So the Yerushalmi explains why. Zushina Vizushina. The Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yochai, is of the opinion that the mitzvah Kriyashma is a branch of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he's learning Torah anyway. He's learning Torah all day and all night. So Talmud Torah, he's doing Talmud Torah, so he's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. But he's not part of from lulav and tzitzis, and why should he be part of in getting married? Sitting and learning doesn't part you from any other mitzvah. The Gemara has in the first parak, and why you caught nastir between two psukim, but I think they're both in Mishlei. What's the pasuk? I forgot already the two psukim. One pasuk praises the Limud HaTorah is more cherished than anything else in the world. The other pasuk says it's more cherished mikol chafotzecha, from all of your things. So it's a stira. Is learning Torah more choshev than doing other mitzvahs or not? If a person is learning Torah, is he potter from doing mitzvahs? So the Bavli answers, it depends if it's a mitzvah shev shel iskaim la'idei acherim. This is a Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas in Borough Park. And there's a van that has room for 20 people to go. And you need the yeshiva guys to go. So why should I go? We'll get another 20 guys to go. The van will get filled up without me. Or you have to have a demonstration. You have to protest whatever the United Nations is doing, a protest in Washington. So there's only so much room in the van for people. So the van will get filled up without me. They don't need me. If it's Mike Talmud who got married, and it's going to mean so much to him that I come to the Sheva Brachas, and someone else is going to go, it's not going to mean that much. That's a Efshe mitzvah, she Efshe this kind of Yecher. We won't be Mesamech the Chosin as much. If someone else goes, then if I go. But if I'm just another guy from the base Medrash, and we can easily get the van full of people to go dance at the Shemar Baruch, they don't really need me. So if it's a mitzvah, say, after this kind of day, so sit and learn. Mitzvah, she, after this kind of day, you have to get married, you have to have children, you have to shake a lulav, you have to sit in the sukkah, you have to eat matzah, you have to daven. So mitzvah she'efshe this kind of de'achem. Then you have to do it, then Talmud Torah is not doicha. So hayitochem, why does the Gemara say, the Rambam quotes a din, that if nafshel choshka b'Torah, you're allowed to postpone getting married. And if really nafshel choshka b'Torah, so like Ben Azai, so he says, ein b'yodo ovon. It's not an avera. If he never gets married, he never has to. Why not? Why isn't it? Why is ein b'yodo ovon? Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's based on the Gemara in the second parak in Sanhedrin. Kol Malamed is ben chavera Torah ma'al ala kosev kili yelodo. That if you teach Torah to someone else's children, that's a partial kiyam mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a partial kiyam mitzvah of Pirei B'Rivyim. Partial kiyam mitzvah of Pirei B'Rivyim.
According to Rambam, getting married is a mitzvah.
Right.
You're still losing out on that.
But if you're Malamed, oh, the mitzvah to get married. Oh, I don't know. That's a good kasha. There are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to get married, another mitzvah to have children. That's a good kasha. I don't know. But that's how Rav Soloveitchik said. You have a good kasha. He said, not that a guy's going to sit and learn. No, Ben Azai was a malamed Torah lachem. He was a Rebbe. He was teaching Torah to others. And whatever one teaches Torah to others, well, let's say the Chafetz Chaim writes, and many others, the Stipler writes, and many Svarim write. On the first page in Ebenezer, you have this. Days in Mikodesh writes, many Svarim write, if a couple can't have any children, so they should adopt. And call him a gadol ben chavero, call him a lama Torah lacherem kilu yelodo, is considered a partial kiman mitzvah of Pirei B'Rivyim. Under the circumstance, the full kiman mitzvah, you have your own children, and you transmit Torah to them. And if you teach someone else's children, that's a partial kiman mitzvah. So Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam, who quotes that Gemara, that if nafshel choshka b'Torah like Ben Azai, then we say that Ein b'yodo avon, if he never has any children at all, that's because he is in fulfillment on the mitzvah partially. Ben Azai didn't just sit in a kol and learn; he was malamed Torah lachem. He was teaching Torah, so that's a partial kiyum mitzvah kili yelodo. So you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah b'shleim. Usually, it's not right to do a mitzvah shelo b'shleim musa if you have the opportunity to do it b'shleim musa. That may be the Mishnah Berurah writes, that may be a violation of Bal Tigra. If a person, Bal Tigra, that's how the Beis HaLevi has a famous tshuva. The Mishnah has an example of Bal Tigra. You have a Korban Chatos. He's supposed to do four zrikas on the four corners on the Mizbeach, and you only did one zrikas. So b'di'evit, it's kosher. But let's say you have tefillin, you only have three parshias. So the Beis HaLevi quotes in Rashba. He said, that's not Bal Tigra. He just didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. Bal Tigra means you did the mitzvah b'giro'on, you're mekayim the mitzvah shelo b'shleim musa. You had an opportunity to do the mitzvah b'shleim musa, do the zrikas adama on all the four karnas on Mizbech. And you only did one or two karnas, and you didn't do all four. So you did lachatcheila, but only is acceptable b'di'evit. Let's say a person puts on the Beis HaLevi rats. A person has tchelis without love, and a love without tchelis. So this is a machlokes hatanaim. So we pass on the b'di'evit yotzei the mitzvah in an incomplete form. But lachatchila, you're not supposed to do it in an incomplete form. A mitzvah that should be lachatchila to do b'shleim musa. So the Beis HaLevi says that will be a violation of Bal Tigra. So then he asks, how does anybody wear tzitzis for so many centuries? No one had any tchelis. Everyone's a violation of Bal Tigra. So he says it's based on eser deicha lo isase. Everybody's walking around with tzitzis without tchelis. They're relying on the din of Eser Dechala says. You want to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, you don't have the ability to put in tchelis, because we don't have tchelis available. So then you say, Kamochim Shatamotze Eser Belo Sesei, Imi Ati Yochel Ekaim Mishneim, we don't have tchelis available, so Yovo Eser V'yitchelo Sesei. If you have tchelis available, and you don't avail yourself, then not only is it not right that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah B'shleim Musa, Beis HaLevi says you're a violation of Bal Tigra. So it's better not to wear the Arba Kamfis at all. Don't wear the Arba Kamfis at all, rather than wear the Arba Kamfis. You're not to wear Arba Kamfis. If we wear an Arba Kamfis and Tchelis is available and you choose not to use it, then he says, not only are you just fulfilling the mitzvah Shelo B'Shleim Musa, you're violating Allah, Bal Tigra. To do a mitzvah Shelo B'Shleim Musa L'chatchila like that when you had an opportunity to do it B'Shleim Musa.
Is that Beis HaLevi quoted?
Who's going to quote it? Who's going to know Mishnah Berurah is going to quote it? Mishnah Berurah says the same. Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tzitzis Taka, if you put on the tzitzis in a way that you want the Yetzer B'di'evit, He thinks that's Baal Tikkun. Basically, he said the same as the Beis Halevi. Whenever he did a mitzvah, shelo b'shlei musa, when you had the option of doing it b'shlei musa. So he said, does haste Baal Tikkun. That's called Baal Tikkun. The Rishonim thought the Rashba is in Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah shechali is b'shabbos, that the Chachamim made a din, yishkech b'acham lakadam anatar b'shei v'al tassis. And made a takana, you shouldn't blow shofar at all. So the Rishonim asks, is that a violation of Baal Tikkun? So that's what the Rashba answers. That's not Baal Tikkun. He just didn't. Baal Tikkun is if you would be mekayim the mitzvah b'di'eved, shelo b'shlei musa. That's Baal Tikkun. He just didn't do the mitzvah, period. But that's not called Baal Tikkun. Baal Tikkun is if you did the mitzvah. The example in the Gemara, the example in the Mishnah, Baal Tikkun is you did the Zrika Sadam. You did one Zrika instead of all four, or instead of two, whatever it happens to be. So then we pass b'di'eved, it is good. Only one matana is ma'akev. The other matana, the other zrikas, are not ma'akev. So tchevus and love, and also yotz in the mitzvah shelo bishleimus. Yeah. So we permit postponing it. How come this big talmid chacham didn't get married? It was nafshe choshka b'torah. So you permitted to postpone. For that purpose, everybody postponed. The Beis Shmuel on the first page in Eben Ezra. Everybody postpones. We don't tell every boy in the Davis by mitzvah, go marry a girl. It's not going to fit in with his learning program. It's going to be Rechaim b'tzavar v'yasek b'tzavar. He won't be able, he doesn't start to learn Talmud until the age of 15. You can't tell him to go get married at the age of 13. When he gets married, he has to make a parnasa, Rechaim b'tzavar v'yasek b'tzavar. So just like we don't tell every 13-year-old boy he has to get married today, we tell him you can postpone. So even if the guy is already 18, even if he's 20 already, but it's not shachoshka batera, so we say he's allowed to postpone a little longer. And then Ben Azar, if it's really, he just doesn't want to get married at all because he's so involved in learning, then they're loshen aram, ain't be other woven. Ain't be other woven, so Rav Soloveitchik taught, because karis mekayim the mitzvah, shelo bishleimus.
Where
is
the view in
the middle gather of his of not ben azay but still not shemashkul the Torah
to postpone
past 20? Yeah.
Does the Rambam seem to only mention that ben
azay shana that you have to get married and
he mentions ben azay? Doesn't really have this middle ground.
He doesn't have the middle that you're allowed to postpone
for
learning. Only till 20. Because we assume by the age of 20 he'll already develop like that. Rosh Hashanah said by the age of 20 he'll already develop everything. But by us we start later. We don't start early.
Why, if the din of Mashal Chashka Torah is only when you're teaching Torah, so why doesn't the Rambam said you only need to know to ask to understand Mishnah Torah? There's no reason to assume that anyone reading should know who Ben Azai was. So why doesn't Rambam mention that it? When he says, "Mishachashka nashu b'Torah tamei b'shoga bak ben azay b'davak bak koyama v'lo nasi isha in yedava," why does he mention you have to be teaching it?
Well, I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik thought that was pshat. I don't know. Good taina. Yeah.
The same Gemara in Sanhedrin says if you raise a yasom, so then it's kilo.
Partial kiyum mitzvah. Wouldn't that be a
fulfillment? Wouldn't have to do more than that? You just brought to yourself and want a boy and want a girl?
Yeah, it means if a couple can't have children, so they should adopt. That's how the Chofetz Chaim writes in some of his Svarim. And other many poskim say like that. If you can't have children, you should adopt.
But if you just don't want to have kids just like Ben Azai wanted to learn Torah, so that'd be enough?
That's not right. You should be mekayim the mitzvah b'shlei musa. By him, he was, by him it was too difficult, yeah, because he was very into learning, yeah.
This will also be other, because people want to, that many tried and it didn't work, that they wanted to postpone, didn't want to get married at all, that they wanted to stay.
It also be what it means that they didn't work for a living. They didn't. They were sitting and learning all day and all night, they didn't get a job. So they also be just didn't work. That's about sitting and learning in a kailo.
Yeah.
They didn't fly, it didn't work.
Okay.
It's only the program for Yechidei Skula. It's not the program for the masses. Harbe, it's
also
not.
Means that people
today you have thousands of people. That's Harbe. So it's just going to be like also the other. It's just not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's going to collapse.
Is it right to try?
If you were chosen as one of the Yechidei Skula,
okay.
But each Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to decide I'm from the Yechidei Skula. That's not a smart idea. Okay, we better stop here. Later tomorrow, we'll continue. Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone's like been in, you know, able to have a budget.